All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My man Sandy Williams is back. You know, Sandy, I'm listening to some folk on the right, and they are saying, see, we need to rebuild our military. This is a prime example of why we need to rebuild our military. Our planes are old. You know, we need to do this. We need to do that. And Sandy, you know, almost $1 trillion a year. Our military is not in any in any peril, not financially, but it's certainly not as if our military needs even more money to be spent on it because of what's happening in Ukraine. But you know, it's here we are. It's an opportunity once again to spend even more money instead of, we had no money for Build Back Better. But now the Republicans clamoring and saying we need to spend more money on our military. You say what to that?
Well, that's the horror of reigniting the Cold War, because the Cold War was constant fuel for the military, what Eisenhower called the military-industrial complex, to tell Congress that they needed ever more money because we had so many fronts that we had to be concerned about. Now here we have China, which is a far more formidable force now than it was in the 1950s and 60s. And now we've reawakened the dragon of Russia, so that we've got a foe there. And so, yeah, I mean, I think a terrible outcome from this will be that the United States will continue to spend so much of its treasure on the military budget and leave the people of the United States suffering the problems that are associated with insufficient child daycare, with insufficient access to health care, with expensive education costs that ought not to be expensive. You know, the rest of the developed world is supporting their public and supporting the people in their various nations far more than we do. And the only reason we don't, if you look at it objectively, is because we spend such a huge amount of our treasure on the military.
You know, Sandy, the fear that I really have in all of this, like you, is that the American people, the majority of the American people, don't see this. They don't know, because they're struggling with day-to-day life. And so this can go on right out in the open, because the American people don't realize how much of the treasure continues to be spent. And, you know, at the end of every cycle, Sandy, budget cycle, there are resources left over that the Pentagon can't even spend. I mean, it's access that they're trying to figure out what to do with this money. And so when you hear people say, well, we need to keep, you know, building average citizens, it's because, Sandy, you're not hearing conversations about this, not on MSNBC, not on CNN, and not on Fox News. There is something about our nation, be ye Democrat or Republican, that will not touch this. You talked about that third rail, and that's what this is.
Well, yeah, it's the third rail. It's the litmus test of patriotism, and unfortunately, the universal litmus seems to be defense expenditures on both sides of the aisle. You politicians don't feel they can roll up their sleeves. Oh, you can nibble away at it. A politician might say, "Well, we ought to reduce the budget of the military by $100 billion." That sounds like a lot of money, but we're talking about a budget that's, you know, $750 billion, $775 billion, and no one even gets to $100 billion. They argue about $30 billion, $30 billion here, $30 billion there.
Right. Well, you do know, Sandy, it's not like I don't understand that part of the reason that people don't want to touch it is a lot of those resources are being spent inside of, you know, states. And so there are jobs that are at stake in those particular states. And is how big a role does that play in it, Sandy?
Oh, well, the military was very, very artful. Southern senators played a big role in it. But, you know, there are military bases in many, many senatorial jurisdictions across the country. And there are munitions businesses who have active lobbies. So it's a little bit like the NRA. The military accounts for many, many jobs, but by no means a significant percentage of jobs in the country. But it has immense lobbying power, and a lot of it is grassroots based, even more so than K Street, you know, the lobbyists. It has more to do with being able to gin up a lot of political pressure in each state about. For instance, in Wisconsin, we have a contractor in Wisconsin, Oshkosh Truck.
Yes.
Oshkosh Truck is primarily dependent on the military for what it does. And Oshkosh Truck is a pretty strong lobbying influence in the state of Wisconsin. It has quite a few jobs, enough jobs so that the people in the vicinity of the Fox Valley are highly dependent on it. Is the state of Wisconsin highly dependent on it? Probably not, but the Fox Valley is.
You know, Sandy, I remember as a young man working at A. O. Smith, and I remember in the 80s when they started, you know, moving the jobs out of this country and the global, you know, the reality started coming into existence. And Oshkosh Truck, when all the other major companies left, Oshkosh Truck remained, and I think it had to be, Sandy, because of its military connections. That had to be the only reason they were able to survive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the Hummer, you know, the various things that Oshkosh Truck has produced, maybe not the Hummer, but they produced some very specialized military vehicles and
right.
get contracts for billions of dollars.
So, you know, I just for the life of me, I wish that the American people could wake up and just not continue to accept these things, because the fact that we are not aware of the things that are going on in our country that we could do something to prevent if we had, or if we were waking up, or woke up, somebody woke us up, and we could push back, we could do something to prevent these things, but we just don't seem to want to be woke up, Sandy, and that's why things are not getting better.
This defense expenditure litmus is one of the things that, you know, the cynical side of me worries caused us to fall back into the Cold War with Russia. I mean, you know, Putin, what he's done now is beyond the ken in terms of what a world leader ought to do in terms of warfare. But we did create a great deal of pressure on Russia with the expansion of NATO and with the way we handled the geopolitical situation there. But probably,
hey, Sandy, we've got to go to a break, so we'll be back when we come back. Hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.